Hi guys, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare audio for the Relentless Cycle audio, specifically geared for people who enjoy or seek out content revolving around non-consent. I will be just calling it the R word throughout this aftercare, because I think it's important to frame it as that for this group. I think the first thing I want to say is that if you're into rape content, that's okay, right? I think, as somebody who's also into such content, it's easy for us to often face a lot of doubt or guilt over whether or not it's okay to be enjoying this sometimes. So I just wanted to take a moment And I also get a lot of comments that say that too, right? I feel bad for enjoying this, or like, oh man, like, I felt bad for you, or I feel like I shouldn't. And like, who is anybody else to tell you like what you should be enjoying in a safe environment, right? So I just wanted to take a moment and make sure that you understand that you're allowed to like this. This was made for an audio swap. This was made for Kinko. Sinko to Kinko 21 on Oddballs. It was literally made in hopes that the recipient would enjoy this specific scenario. So, I guess if you enjoy this kind of content, you're not alone. And if you feel guilty about enjoying this kind of content, you're also not alone. But, like, you don't have to, right? I think it comes from a good place generally, because we want to be conscious of other people's feelings, right? We want to respect that, you know, some people have been hurt by acts of non-consent, and that it may be triggering for some of them, but I don't think that should necessarily get in the way of you enjoying or even using it to process this stuff in, like, a safe and controlled environment, right? So That's my you are valid spiel. And then I think the other thing is just I usually focus on this a little bit more in the other ones, in the people who don't like non-consent as much aftercare, but like, I do want to take a moment and just be like, hey, you're gonna be okay. You're not in the danger that the listener of the audio is meant to feel that they are in, you know. It's great that this is a fun, you know, and wacky fantasy, but, at the end of the day, you know, this is not an experiment that is, like, allowed to happen. And as much as it is fun to, you know, fantasize about it happening to us in a sexy way, you know, this is not a real thing, right? So, hopefully you enjoy it as a fantasy, but where I'm going with this is, like, sometimes I think people feel bad also when they're, like, allowed to be the aggressor in an audio. So, I'm okay. I'm safe. I didn't hurt myself or anything physically or emotionally while making this audio. So, if you feel bad because I was screaming a lot, you're allowed to feel good about that, right? I think the last thing I want to talk about is, like, what consent, like, constitutes and doesn't constitute. This is just sort of, like, an important thing that I always want to talk about when I do these aftercares. Feeling good, somebody exhibiting any form of pleasure doesn't constitute consent necessarily. I'm not even gonna say necessarily. Like, that doesn't constitute consent, right? I think something that we use in audios a lot as a trope, or like people use in like non-consent porn, is like the oh, you're wet, so like you must be feeling good, so what I'm doing is fine. Oh, you're hard, so what I'm doing is fine, right? And like, again, awesome in the context of like fantasy and like safe environments, right? But like, that doesn't actually constitute consent. And if you're, if somebody's like using that to justify their actions, you know, that's not a justification, right? Consent means saying yes. It doesn't mean the absence of saying no. It doesn't mean like the appearance of like a physical reaction, like an involuntary physical reaction. Really, consent means saying yes. So at the end of the day, you deserve to have your boundaries and consent respected. And nobody should be, you know, getting to make dozens of people and doing something like this. Don't try this at home, kids. Okay. I think that's all I had. You are valid. You are accepted. Thank you for listening. And take care.